That was indie pop band Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. with the single Run off their latest album, The Speed of Things. The Detroit duo met in 2009 and began as a basement project with few intentions of reaching the public. Three EPs and two albums later, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. has just wrapped up their fall tour opening for Atlas Genius and Family of the Year to promote The Speed of Things. Co-founder and singer Daniel Zott spoke with Other Side Drive in reflection of their fall tour and the unforeseen adornment that followed.
It was a unique experience. We played to a lot younger crowd, and it was a lot of screaming and clapping and wanting autographs, and that was fun. It's just, you're catching kids at like a special moment where like they're starting to go to shows and decide what kind of music they like for themselves, and I think it's kind of cool to experience that.
On the topic of youth and inspiration, Zott revealed one of his first experiences seeing a live performance and how a semi-good 90s band motivated his direction towards the entertainment business.
I know there was one that I went to that stuck in my mind. Not the best band in the world, but do you remember the band Tonic? So I saw them on their first tour for the first record. It was called like Lemon Parade or something. I don't remember even like thinking that it was that great of music, but it was really cool to see a band come out and all the lights were off and all I saw was the lead guitarist, the light of that. That's the only light that you could see. And then you saw him throw it to the ground. And then all of a sudden he's just like, bang, 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 and they just rocked right into the first song and all the lights came on. And I remember thinking, man, that was so powerful. I wanted to like do things like that. I thought it was the epitome of cool and the epitome of like, you know, music performance, but it probably was not even close. To think that maybe we have some of those moments for kids is a really special thing.
In anticipation of their impending headlining tour, Zott spoke about The Speed of Things and dubbed their stage presence as one of the key factors to the band's gradual success.
We're excited about this record. It came out in October, and I think it's slowly building some momentum, and I think we just released the second single called Run, and the music video just went online, and we think it's the best thing we've made yet. We're hoping that it's sort of a good gradual growth. But I think a lot of our success is comes from our live show, so hopefully when people see us, they'll start giving the record more and more of a chance.
As a part of their upcoming tour, Zott divulged information on new collaborations that may make their way onto the stage this winter.
We actually are about to come out with a mixtape. We had some fun over the summer compiling some beats that we've made and getting whether it's R&B singers or rappers or anyone that we kind of always wanted to work with. We called them up and we said, hey, we got a track for you. So we ended up making a mixtape with a pretty decent list of rappers and stuff and some old school R&B singers. And I think we're going to try to play a couple of those on the road as well.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. is no noob when it comes to the Austin scene, having previously played at Stubbs, South by Southwest, as well as ACL 2011. The band has even joined forces in the past with one of Austin's most prided attractions to do a little something for their fans in the area.
We actually stayed in Austin for a whole week. And we went to the Alamo Draft House, where we got to pick out a movie and watch it with our fans. They found Jurassic Park on actual film, and so we watched Jurassic Park and answered questions about why we love Jurassic Park. It was so much fun. I mean, there's so many things. The weather is so much better in Austin than in Detroit. There's a lot of young people doing interesting things. I just think it's a city that has a lot of life to it. It's probably my favorite city besides Detroit, to be honest with you. So it's almost a home away from home for us.
Just like the title of the album, The Speed of Things for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. will be shooting rapid fire for their upcoming headlining tour. Be sure to check them out at Emo's in Austin on February 22nd. For KTSW's Other Side Drive, this is Kelsey Baker.